The greatest tragedy in life isn't death. It's life without purpose. We were made to have meaning. When life has meaning, you can bear almost anything. But without it, nothing is bearable. Without God, life has no purpose. And without purpose, life has no meaning. Without meaning, life has no significance or hope. You know, in the Bible, many different people express this hopelessness. For instance, Isaiah complained, "I've labored to no purpose, and I've spent my strength in vain and for nothing." And Job said, "My life drags by day after hopeless day. I give up. I'm tired of living. Leave me alone. My life makes no sense." But when you realize how much God loves you, with an extravagant, irresistible, unconditional love, then His love will change your entire focus of life. And you will experience love as God means it to be, filled with hope and energy and joy. This is Daily Hope, and I'm Rick Warren.
Today on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren, we continue in our series called The Invisible War. In these lessons, we'll take an in-depth look at the unseen world of good and evil and how the spiritual side of life directly impacts our day-to-day existence in ways we never imagined. If you've ever had the sinking suspicion that there are unseen spiritual forces working against you, you're going to want to stay with us, because in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a special 7-session DVD series and workbook from Pastor Rick called The Invisible War, Winning the Battle Against Temptation. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Making the Hard Changes in Me.
When God wants to make a mushroom, He takes 6 hours. When God wants to make an oak tree, He takes 60 years. The question is, do you want your life to be a mushroom or an oak tree? As your pastor who loves you, I can help you get from here to here. I can help you grow to be the person you want to be, but I cannot show you how to do it overnight. There is no such thing as instant maturity. It takes time. It is a small, step-by-step, gradual, incremental, more and more process. You see, you didn't collect your hurts, habits, and hang-ups overnight. It took you a long time to get as messed up as you are. I mean, it just didn't happen overnight. Sometimes I'm out on the patio and somebody comes and says, "Pastor Rick, I need you to solve my marriage problem." I said, "Well, how long have you been married?" 15 years. "How long have you had this problem?" 10 years. And you want a 5-second answer? It ain't going to happen. You got to peel that onion, that baby, one layer at a time. The Holy Spirit works within us, become gradually more and more like Him. You've got to develop new habits to change. And that's what your character is, the sum total of your habits. And we call these habits the spiritual disciplines. And we have a set of classes here at Saddleback that teach you the habits for growth. They're called class 101, 201, 301, and 401. And if you haven't taken those classes, you need to take them. And if you've forgotten those habits, you need to go back and take it again. Take class 201, 301, 401 again, because those habits will help you keep growing. These spiritual disciplines, they're the building blocks of defeating the defects in your life. Number 5. This is a big one. Change requires honest community. In other words, you're going to have some people in your life who tell you the truth and you listen to it. You're not going to get well on your own. You're going to need other people in your life. You're going to need support. You're going to need a small group. Change requires honest community. There are some things in your life you're never, ever going to be able to change on your own. Now, typically, the things that are most difficult in your life, you don't want anybody else to know about. They're the things you want to hide in the closet. They're the things you don't want to tell. They're the things you're most embarrassed about. They're the most deep-seated problems and fears in your life. And you know what? You're never getting over them until you share it with one other person. Now, you don't have to tell everybody. You don't have to tell the whole world. You just need to find one person. That's why we have small groups. Who will trust you, you trust them, they're confidential, they're going to love you unconditionally, they're not going to judge you, they're going to support you, they're going to pray for you, and you're going to pray for them. But revealing your feeling is the beginning of healing. You got to have one person, gut level honest. You don't have to have a lot of people, but you need to have at least one. Some things are so big in your life, you have to team tackle them to take them down. You got to have two linemen tackling that guy to pull him down, because one guy isn't enough. You're going to need small groups. You're going to need support. But it's not just a small group where you get together and go, hey, how's it going? Well, it's going great, and everybody lives at a superficial level. You got to get to that level of maturity where you're saying, you know what? I had a tough week this week. Life sucked, and here's what happened. No, we're not talking about therapy groups. We don't have therapy groups in this church. We're not trying to psychologize each other out. What we have is people who love each other. And when times are tough, I need to tell you what's tough in my life. And when you're having a tough time, you need to have somebody to talk to. Gut level authenticity. This is verse 25. It says, put away all falsehood. That means all the faking it, all the phoniness, all the pretending like you got it all together. Put away all falsehood and tell your neighbor the truth about you, because we belong to each other. Circle the word belong. If you're a believer, you're also a belonger. You belong in the family of God, and every other believer belongs to you. They're your brother, they're your sister, and we belong to each other. You cannot become until you belong. You can't become what God wants you to be until you belong in a group that's going to have gut-level, honest community. Put away falsehood. Talk to your neighbor. Tell your friend the truth, because we belong to each other. Now, let me just say it this way. Listen closely. If you are serious about changing the deepest hang-ups in your heart, the deepest defects in your life, you're going to have to face the fear of being honest. You got to stop faking it. You got to put away falsehood. You got to be real. Now, you can go through life with one of two choices: pretending you got it all together, or getting it all together.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called Making the Hard Changes in Me, from our series called The Invisible War. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
Do you want to live a victorious life? You can. Everyone is vulnerable to temptation, but few know how to fight it. From the moment we wake up, there's a spiritual war raging around us. In order to effectively fight this war and experience victory, we must be equipped with knowledge of the tactics that Satan uses to ensnare us. Learn the powerful defenses and comforts that God promises in the study kit called The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation. In this 7-session DVD series and workbook, Pastor Rick will teach you how to overcome the three main types of temptations that Satan uses to stumble believers: passions, possessions, and position. If you want to win the battle against temptation, it is critical that you know how to fight the surprisingly predictable ways that Satan will tempt you. The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation, is yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to rickwarren.org to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you have a smartphone or tablet, you can text the word DAILY to 313131.
And once again, here's Rick Warren.
There are some things in your life you're never, ever going to be able to change on your own. Now, typically, the things that are most difficult in your life, you don't want anybody else to know about. They're the things you want to hide in the closet. They're the things you don't want to tell. They're the things you're most embarrassed about. They're the most deep-seated problems and fears in your life. And you know what? You're never getting over them until you share it with one other person. Now, you don't have to tell everybody. You don't have to tell the whole world. You just need to find one person. That's why we have small groups, who will trust you. You trust them. They're confidential. They're going to love you unconditionally. They're not going to judge you. They're going to support you. They're going to pray for you, and you're going to pray for them. But revealing your feeling is the beginning of healing. You got to have one person, gut level honest. You don't have to have a lot of people, but you need to have at least one. Some things are so big in your life, you have to team tackle them to take them down. You got to have two linemen tackling that guy to pull him down, because one guy isn't enough. You're going to need small groups. You're going to need support. But it's not just a small group where you get together and go, hey, how's it going? Well, it's going great, and everybody lives at a superficial level. You got to get to that level of maturity where you're saying, you know what? I had a tough week this week. Life sucked. And here's what happened. No, we're not talking about therapy groups. We don't have therapy groups in this church. We're not trying to psychologize each other out. What we have is people who love each other. And when times are tough, I need to tell you what's tough in my life. And when you're having a tough time, you need to have somebody to talk to. Gut level authenticity. This is verse 25. It says, put away all falsehood. That means all the faking it, all the phoniness, all the pretending like you got it all together. Put away all falsehood and tell your neighbor the truth about you. Because we belong to each other. Circle the word belong. If you're a believer, you're also a belonger. You belong in the family of God, and every other believer belongs to you. They're your brother, they're your sister, and we belong to each other. You cannot become until you belong. You can't become what God wants you to be until you belong in a group that's going to have gut-level, honest community. Put away falsehood. Talk to your neighbor. Tell your friend the truth, because we belong to each other. Now, let me just say it this way. Listen closely. If you are serious about changing the deepest hang-ups in your heart, the deepest defects in your life, you're going to have to face the fear of being honest. You've got to stop faking it. You've got to put away falsehood. You've got to be real. Now, you can go through life with one of two choices, pretending you've got it all together or getting it all together. But you'll never get it all together as long as you pretend you've got it all together. And you're never going to get well, get healed, get rid of that area that's bugging you in your life till you talk to somebody about it. Say, why? God wired it that we need each other. That you don't get healed on your own. You don't get well on your own. You don't grow on your own. You got to face up to your fear of being honest with maybe just one or two, not a lot of people. Now, as your pastor, I want you to succeed. I pray for your success in all seven key areas. I pray for that. But here's what the Bible says on the screen. You'll never succeed. You will never succeed in life if you try to hide your sins. Confess them and give them up, then God will spank your pants. No, that's what it says. It says, then God will what? Show mercy. A lot of times, I'm afraid to tell God my sins. Oh, like he doesn't know? He's just waiting to show mercy. He's just waiting to show mercy. It says, confess, then you'll be succeeding. Some of you say, why am I not succeeding? Because you got hidden sin. Why am I not succeeding? Because you're hiding your defects. I'm doing my best and I'm not succeeding. The Bible says, as long as you try to hide those hang-ups, you're not going to succeed. Change requires honest community. We waste enormous energy covering up. And if you took all the energy you spend trying to cover up your hidden secrets and you invested it in being honest, you know what? You would be liberated and be a thing of the past. Our biggest hurdle to holiness, my biggest hurdle to holiness, is my desire to want to look good. But in a small group with a few friends, three, four, five friends, I don't have to look good. I don't have to look good. I can just be myself with those people. Now, if you're not in a group, there are areas of your life you're never going to get victory over. Now, Galatians 6:2. By helping each other with your troubles, you truly obey the law of Christ. What is the law of Christ? Love your neighbor as yourself. So you get a group, and then in your small group, you establish some ground rules. One of the ground rules is what's said in the group stays in the group. Okay? You don't have a safe group until people go, okay, we can share anything here and it's not going to get reported on Facebook. You don't wait for prayer time in your small group and then start tweeting. Okay? No, what's said in the group stays in the group. And another ground rule is you don't try to fix people. We're not psychologists. We're not trying to fix each other. And another principle is you don't minimize other people's pain. You don't say, it's like I heard about a woman said, my husband died. And the guy goes, I'm sorry, my hamster died. I don't think he got it. He just didn't get it. You don't minimize other people's pain. Guys, you share your deepest hurts with other guys. And gals, you share your deepest hurts with other gals. And in a small group, I don't focus on changing you. I focus on changes I need to make. Now that leads us to the last thing that has to happen. And that is, change requires overcoming temptation. And that is a skill most people have never learned. They don't know how to overcome, how to defeat temptation. Ephesians 4, 26 and 27 says this. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry, for anger gives a mighty foothold to the devil. Circle the phrase, mighty foothold. What does that mean? Did you know that you can be a believer, you can be a follower of Christ, and you can give the devil a foothold in your life? What is a foothold in your life? It's when Satan gets a beachhead in your life. In World War II, when the Marines would go into the islands of the South Pacific, goal number one was simply to establish a beachhead. All they wanted to do is land on the island and establish a beachhead 100 yards deep and a couple hundred yards wide. Once they had that, once we were on an island, the Marines, the rest of the battle was taken over by the Army, and they would slowly take over the entire island. But you got to establish a beachhead first. And the Bible says, don't let Satan do that in your life. Don't let him get a beachhead in your life. Anytime you have a secret sin, that's a beachhead in your life. You say, what creates a stronghold in my life? I can be a Christian and Satan can have a stronghold in my life. What is it? Well, here he says it's anger. But I can tell you in many other passages, what creates a stronghold in your life is any negative emotion you hold on to. Write that down. A negative emotion will give Satan a stronghold in my life. It can be anger. So he says, don't hold on to anger. You hold on to anger overnight, you're allowing Satan to get a stronghold in your life. You deal with that conflict before you go to bed. And if you have to stay up all night, you stay up all night. Do not give a stronghold, a foothold to Satan in your life by holding on to a negative emotion. But it doesn't have to be anger. It could be worry. It could be fear. When you hold on to a secret fear, that creates a stronghold, a foothold in your life. When you hold on to resentment, when you hold on to bitterness or grudge, that creates a stronghold in your life. When you hold on to loneliness, when you hold on to guilt, when you hold on to shame, when you hold on to regret, when you hold on to anxiety, any negative emotion allows Satan to get a stronghold in your life. And in this series on temptation, I'm going to talk to you about how to defeat that. Now let me close with this question. How serious are you about really changing? At the end of our first phase one of Decade of Destiny, at the end in 3 years, do you intend to be physically healthier in 3 years? Do you intend to be emotionally stronger in 3 years? Do you intend to be spiritually deeper in 3 years? Do you intend to be financially sounder? Do you intend to be more mentally alert, intellectually smart? The sad thing is some of you won't be. Why? Because you never intended to be. And you weren't willing to do what the Bible requires us to do for lasting change. Let's bow our heads. Father, because none of us is perfect, we all have defective areas of our lives. And some of the areas that are defective in our lives are so painful, we can hardly even stand to think about them. We're embarrassed by it. And we're stuck in fear and stuck in secrets. And I know everybody here has struggled with some kind of defects. Emotional, relational, spiritual, mental. Some of us are in defective relationships that are stuck or cold or dying or maybe even estranged, separated. Many others of us are struggling with habits, secret hurts or fears that are out of control in our lives, and we're afraid that they're out of control. Give every person here the courage to take the first step in making the hard changes in me. Now, would you pray this in your heart? God will hear you. Just say, dear God, I want to learn the truth. I don't want to build my life on lies, but I want to learn the truth. I want to know the path to walk on. I want to know when I'm off the path, how to get back on it and how to stay on it. I want to begin spending time in your word every day so I can learn the foundation of truth. Lord, you said that change requires making choices. There's just some things I've got to let go of. Help me to have the courage to let go of those things. And I'm going to ask you to help me to work out what you're working in my life. Give me the will and the power that I don't have that's greater than willpower. I want to begin thinking in a new way. I want to fill my mind daily so that there's a spiritual renewal of your thoughts and attitudes. I want to have the same mind and attitude of Jesus. I know I can't do this on my own. Holy Spirit, I want you to help me put on this new nature, be a new person. And as you work within me, I want to become more and more like Jesus Christ. More solid, more stable, more strong, more successful, the way you intend me to be. Help me to have the courage to be a part of an honest community. And Lord, use this small group series to teach me the skills of overcoming temptation and how to not let a negative emotion become a foothold to the devil in my life. In your name I pray. Amen.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Rick will be back in just a moment with an encouraging closing thought. Now, if you've missed any part of this message, you can listen online anytime at rickwarren.org. Oh, and while you're at the website, please be sure to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional. Listen to Rick's messages, click on his social media links, and check out all the other helpful study resources available to you. Again, it's rickwarren.org. And please be sure to tell your friends and loved ones about all these great resources. And thanks so much for supporting Daily Hope. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
You know, we all face temptations every day. It's a spiritual battle that takes place inside us. And it makes us vulnerable, particularly if we don't know how to fight it. To overcome temptation is absolutely essential that you know the tactics that Satan uses to trip us up. And it's vital to learn the biblical defenses that God gives us. He has told us in His Word how to handle and how to manage the attacks of Satan. Now, in order to help you learn how to respond to the predictable patterns that Satan uses to tempt you, I've created a study kit called The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation. This kit, The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation, includes a DVD with 7 different sessions and a simple booklet that will help you learn how to overcome and defeat temptation in your life. You really need this. In the series, I will teach you the 3 kinds of temptation, God's antidote to temptation, and even how to avoid temptation in the first place. It is a study guide that you can use by yourself, but you'll actually get more out of it if you'll gather a small group of friends together and study it together as a small group. Now, I want to send you the Invisible War, Winning the Battle for Temptation study kit as my gift to say thanks for your support of Daily Hope with your financial gift. You know, we can't do this without you. And your generosity helps us take the hope of Christ into places all around the world and now to places that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ. You can visit rickwarren.org, www.rickwarren.org, or you can call my staff at 1-800-600-5004. If you'll be a supporter, if you'll help me out, if you'll join my team, call 1-800-600-5004. And we'd love to pray for you at the same time. Thanks for listening today, and thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Be sure to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.